No, you're right.
Thank you very much for the panelists and the audience who are here to share what we have to say on this very important topic. I'm also glad to share that in this very room, on 16th, three of the success stories that were spoken about the education were from Pakistan. So it shows how Pakistan has been taking care and how serious Pakistan is in the education of the refugees. Education, as you know, is an asset, and it is an asset both for the locals as for the refugees. And it is more so for the refugees because there's a youth bulge in Afghan refugees who are living in Pakistan, because 70% of them are below the age of 25. So we have to be very careful how do we bring up them and how we bring them in the best possible manner. We have to harness their positivity, their potential, and what else could be better than to give them very good education. And in this regard, Pakistan is giving a lot of importance to education at all levels, not just the tertiary, the primary, the intermediate as well. And for that, Pakistan has a three-pronged strategy, education policies for our refugees. We cover the conventional education. We are also covering the technical and the vocational and the skill development, so that they are incorporated and they play their part in different aspects and in different roles and in different areas. While primary education in Pakistan is free in government sectors, we are also facilitating and we are helpful and grateful to UNHCR and other agencies that they are also running some UNHCR-funded school in the camps, and that is why we have covered the educational at the lower level as well. Simultaneously, Pakistan is offering thousands of scholarships at high level. For example, the Allama Iqbal scholarships, there are thousands. Then there's Economic Affairs Division scholarships at the high level and advanced level, and there are the provincial level scholarships. They're given in medicine, in engineering, in pharmacy, in agriculture, and that leads them for better opportunities in job, because jobs are open to them in all private sectors, and they're also allowed to do the self-employment. And there are also reserved seats elsewhere. In addition, we are also planning to launch friendship scholarship that is going to be more extensive, and it is going to be much more than what we are right now offering. And all these scholarships are fully paid, for example, the tuition fee and their living expenses and everything that has been covered. We have also given a lot of significance and importance to education in the 72 projects that we have done under RAHA, that is Refugee Affecting and Hosting Areas. And we are also very glad to share that the literacy rate among refugees in Pakistan is much higher than what we see in Afghanistan. So private sector and self-employment are also, and then there is a registration for education services that we do, and that's how their degrees are recognized. Tertiary education is definitely benefiting both the host communities and the refugees, because it brings maturity, balanced view, tolerance, and a decision that they are then masters of their own fate, and then they get the education and the decision in the best possible manner. And it is a social cohesion between the host community and the local population and the refugees. If there's a perception that we in some way are benefiting because it is a different set of thing, because the education that has been imparted to them is more conventional, it is not advanced, we do not thrive on new technologies, or there's no new inventions, or it does not help us in boosting our economy. But nonetheless, we would like that the advanced educational activities in the Western world are linked up with these education institutions, so that better opportunities are then afforded to them. As I've said, that it helps in self-reliance, confidence, and it is very big for the rest of the refugees, because then it's a role model for all of them to follow. Because when they see a successful and educated refugee doing his own business, his own job, placed well within a society, so that's a role model for all of them. So Pakistan's policy has always been to help the Afghan refugees to having to have a better living standards in Pakistan, and when they go back voluntarily to their own country, so that they can also contribute positively to their own country in development and stability.